You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 28, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Inside the epic Afro-Brazilian land rights victory, Brazil's Supreme Federal Court delivered a landmark ruling to protect more than 50 Quilombola territories across the country. These rural settlements were founded centuries ago by self-liberated black people who escaped chattel slavery. The High Court established direct federal protections against illegal loggers, wildcat gold miners, and land grabbers who threaten ancestral borders. This decision marks a pivotal chapter in the long African diasporic struggle for self-determination and territorial sovereignty. Quilombola lands have endured persistent invasions by commercial interests for decades. By mandating immediate state intervention, the judicial ruling shields vulnerable rural families and confirms their fundamental right to collective ownership. Brazil stood as the largest slaveholding nation in the Western Hemisphere. Over three centuries, European slavers forced between 4 and 5 million captive Africans into the country. In response to this brutal regime, enslaved men and women continually organized daring escapes into the interior wilderness. These freedom seekers built fortified autonomous settlements called quilombos or macambos. They shared remarkable similarities with the survival strategies adopted by enslaved people throughout North America and the Caribbean. The most prominent sanctuary was the Quilombo dos Palmares in northeastern Brazil. Legendary leaders like Zumbi and Dandara defended Palmares for nearly 100 years against colonial European armies. Imperial authorities consistently worked to ensure that land ownership remained out of reach for black laborers. In 1850, the empire passed the Imperial Land Law, known as the Lei de Terras. This law required all public lands to be purchased exclusively with cash rather than claimed through physical occupation. When Brazil became the last Western nation to abolish slavery in 1888, it provided zero reparations, educational resources, or agricultural land. Newly emancipated citizens were left entirely destitute, creating patterns of historical exploitation that persisted across generations. Afro-Brazilians retreated into remote rural frontiers, farming subsistence plots while living under constant threat of violent eviction. The fall of Brazil's military dictatorship in the 1980s opened space for radical political transformation. The Unified Black Movement organized grassroots delegations to advocate for reparative justice at the National Constituent Assembly. Black women leaders such as Federal Deputy Benedita da Silva led the legislative push for constitutional land rights. These tireless lobbying efforts resulted in Article 68 of the Transitory Constitutional Provisions Act. The constitutional clause explicitly declared that remnants of Quilombola communities occupying ancestral land possess permanent ownership rights. Furthermore, it mandated that the federal government issue definitive collective property titles without delay. Putting constitutional promises into actual administrative practice required decades of fierce legal combat. In 2003, the federal government enacted Decree 4.887 to create a formal demarcation process. This decree incorporated International Labor Organization Convention 169, allowing communities to determine their own ethnic identity. Conservative political parties quickly filed a direct action of unconstitutionality, known as AUDI 3239, to strike down the decree. Opponents claimed that ethnic self-identification was invalid and demanded that communities prove physical occupation back to 1888. After 14 years of debate, the Supreme Court upheld the decree by an overwhelming vote, validating collective property rights under constitutional law. Quilombola land rights serve as a vital defensive line against environmental destruction in South America. Traditional black settlements encompass approximately 3.8 million hectares of rich ecological territory. Data indicates that nearly 90% of this expansive land area remains covered by pristine native vegetation. Satellite monitoring confirms that Quilombola territories lose native forest at a fraction of the rate seen on private rural properties. Traditional farming practices respect natural forest regeneration cycles, protecting river systems and endangered wildlife. Protecting these lands directly curbs destructive wildcat mining, known locally as garimpo, which pollutes community watersheds with toxic mercury. Conservative agricultural lobbies have launched aggressive legislative measures to undermine ethnic land tenure. Agribusiness lawmakers promoted the controversial Marco-Temporal legal doctrine. This thesis argued that communities must prove physical possession on the exact day the 1988 Constitution was signed. The Supreme Court struck down this restrictive doctrine, affirming that historical expulsions cannot erase ancestral rights. Nevertheless, right-wing factions in the National Congress passed statutory laws attempting to revive the time limit. The struggle showcases the ongoing institutional tug of war surrounding racial inequality and judicial enforcement. The 2022 national census by the Brazilian Institute of Geography and Statistics counted Quilombola populations for the first time. The survey identified 1,327,802 Quilombola citizens living across 1,696 municipalities in 24 Brazilian states. The Northeast region contains the largest population share, led by the states of Bahia and Maranhão. The statistical findings exposed severe structural disadvantages resulting from land dispossession. Only 21% of Quilombola residents have adequate sanitation, clean tap water, and regular trash collection. More than half of all identified localities lack public schools, forcing young students to travel long distances over unpaved roads. Quilombola communities have expanded their fight beyond domestic courts to international human rights tribunals. In the coastal municipality of Alcântara, the military dictatorship seized ancestral lands during the 1980s to build an aerospace launch center. Scores of families were displaced from fertile coastlines and relocated to infertile inland tracts. The Inter-American Court of Human Rights condemned the Brazilian state for violating territorial and cultural rights in Alcântara. The International Court ordered Brazil to issue definitive collective land titles for 78,000 hectares within 3 years. This groundbreaking ruling established binding legal standards that compel Latin American nations to consult traditional communities. Securing progressive court verdicts represents half the battle in the long campaign for agrarian justice. Today, more than 1,700 territorial demarcation claims remain stalled in administrative backlogs at the National Institute for Colonization and Agrarian Reform. Grassroots organizations like CONAQ continue pressuring federal agencies to accelerate boundary surveys and compensate private landowners. The High Court's definitive ruling protecting over 50 Quilombola communities offers concrete legal power to grassroots defenders. Federal law enforcement agencies are now legally required to evict armed syndicates and cancel fraudulent mining licenses on communal lands. By defending ancestral sovereignty, Afro-Brazilians continue the unbroken legacy of Maroon freedom fighters who built liberated communities across the Americas. Copyright, African Elements.